prohibit any future development on it, except it would be county, not city. We've already talked to state lands about it. We've talked to DLCD. That's okay. And moving that to another area in town, which is Shadaiki Road?
Shadaiki
Road area, going easterly in that area. So we'd basically take 100 acres here and move the 100 acres there. In moving that, we would simultaneously do annexation. And there are a lot of steps with that annexation, and we want to be able to tell you that in the report. It's more complicated in some areas and real simple in others. But a report will give you all that detail. As you saw, we sat down and figured it would be, about $3,000 to use Carol's time to move this forward, and about 6 months, give or take, to get it done. The other is taking a portion of land that is bordered by 6th Street and Central and the railroad tracks, Frank's idea, and rezoning that mixed use. My report was a little erroneous in terms of C1 doesn't necessarily work. I use that as an example, but it won't work for this. But it requires a little more process, 2 quasi-judicial hearings. It requires the owner to be willing to do it and to spearhead it and those types of things. But I think when we met with DLCD, they thought it was a great idea. I think we were all on board, at least even from a staff's perspective, it's a great idea. So the other is, as I indicated in my weekly report, is that we've been given an opportunity, some transportation enhancement money from last cycle's funding for projects that either didn't go or finished under budget is now available for us to tap into. We've been told that our project ranks probably the highest of all projects being considered. It is a ODOT staff decision. Since North Comstock was an ODOT staff kind of mistake in terms of how they did the scope of work in the first place, and we thought we could do it, we believe that we can get North Comstock done this next year, in August, getting it started. It's about a $1.9 million, if you recall. What it would require is some money from us as to covering the match. ODOT has about $1 million, $1.2 million per se. The county has about $500,000, and we need about $200,000. In order to do that, we would have to make a decision to delay the Valentine project till next budget and use the monies we had exchange monies that we intended to do with Valentine to be our match, and North Comstock could be done. And then the fourth one is the Central Avenue transformation project from the Visitor Center to Bi-Mart. And that's also transportation enhancement money going into the next budget cycle. And I've told you all about that. It would be a co-sponsored ODOT City of Sutherland project to the Oregon Transportation Commission, which currently is still sitting on the forefront at being one of the higher priorities for our region. So we're feeling pretty good about that. That'd be about, give or take, about a $5 million project with, give or take, with the $1.78 million from ODOT, $6 to $8 million from ODOT. So that's a pretty big project. Those are the four I've heard of. Without getting into the details, what we're wanting from you is for you by consensus to agree to those four and any others. And again, we'll bring back the details at the next council meeting where you actually will have a formal vote on this. Did that cover that okay, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah. So is everybody in agreement of those, or is there one that you don't like, or this is the time though?
I think we need to talk about Central more. I mean, I'm in agreement with the other three.
I think we need more information on Central.
Yeah.
And you'll get that.
Yeah, and that's what he's going to come back with. It's not like, it's just, I guess, the basic idea is that we want him to come back on, and then we can get more in the details.
Right. I mean, the idea is a concept. Do you agree with a transformation project on Central Avenue from the Visitor Center to Bi-Mart that would create an all-new downtown with decorative street lights and what we wanted to do last time but didn't get the money for? You agree in concept with that, cleaning up Central, doing all that. yes, then we'll bring back the details and you can yay or nay it then.
What about going from the freeway to downtown? That's more than just the street. That's just some stuff that needs to be taken care of through whatever process that you would take care of it. But if I were gonna get off and look for a restaurant in Sutherland and I took that exit, I would turn around and get back on the highway.
Would too.
I don't see the point. How are you gonna get people downtown if they have to go by that?
Well, that's part of what you're going to present, isn't it?
Well, no, yeah, it is. But I couldn't agree with you more.
Right,
I agree with her.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that what you're going to come up with? Or the concept is, do we want you to go forward? That's
and
what we're
we will
asking.
Bring you the detail. And then when you see the detail, do you want to add that to it?
Right.
You want to say, hey, now that I've heard that, we'll make sure that gets included in the scope of work concept. Because... we talked about this many, many, many times about the trailers and the, you know, and anyway, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, and the big barn. Mm-hmm. I mean, just screening or any. I mean, you could do it fairly reasonable with mm-hmm. screening.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I don't
know. So the four concepts, something that we want to consider.
And I'll make sure that's in there.
So the North Comstock project would basically be our street project for next year. Is that my understanding?
That's correct. And then the Central Avenue would be the next following year. We'll apply for the money this year and get it next following year.
And that just goes to Bi-Mart? I mean, that's what we would be looking at? Or all the way, okay. Worst part's past Bi-Mart.
Yeah, it is.
Well, hopefully they don't go out there. We make a turnaround right there.
I go out there.
Jerry, when we were talking about North Comstock, are they going to include a light in that $1.9 million?
I don't think so.
So we still have to deal with
the intersection.
Figure out the intersection.
What's a light there now? $500,000 for a four-way?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Jerry, one thing we talked about is additional thickness of paving on North Comstock because of the school busing. I think we need to consider that.
And
those buses tear the road down pretty fast. And a lot of buses are going. I mean, that's where they're going, mm-hmm. basically. They're in 6th Street.
And on that ODOT project, I think, you know, I know my concern, I think Karen has shared it too, is future maintenance. Mm-hmm. You know, developing some type of
reserve
system, yeah, where you're going to maintain this major vein of the city that is now going to become our responsibility. So I think that's huge.
It's things. Great to get the streets, but they don't have to repair them.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're looking at a whole lot more than $6 or $7 million. I think that's, we talked about that here a while back, and it's, our pass costing us 1.4. So Comstock was 1.5. Right. So you take that and move it out on the Central, and you're getting from freeway to Comstock, maybe.
Well, plus, don't we have to do a lot better job on Central because of the logging trucks and that?
Yeah,
kind of thing?
You probably would, but it's. I'm just thinking that the cost factor on that was going to be atrocious.
Well, I guess the theory would be, at the end of the day, I guess my recommendation would be is see how much money we can get and get as much done as we can with what we've got and have to make some critical decisions, you know.
Yeah, see, I'm thinking North Comstock would be a priority this year, but I think Valentine ought to be kept in the loop more so than Central. I mean, it's easier to get one of those small projects done that would help.
But the thing with Central, this is free money.
It's never free money.
No, I mean, Valentine, we have to use our own resources. This is all federal.
Well, I think what Tom is saying, that could be, Valentine could be the fifth project. We're not being held to just four of them.
Well, funding-wise, yes. You can't do Valentine in this fiscal year, this budget.
Well, we can put it on for future, can't
yes,
we?
Yes, you can.
That's
yeah.
what I mean. Can it be number five, Valentine, for future?
Yes, well, it can.
I guess that would be my concern, is if you put you put Central down, and if we can't get, you know.
Then you lose Valentine's too.
And then you're losing something else if you don't have it on as a backup. I'm just not thinking we're going to get enough money to do Central the way it needs to be done.
Right. Why? Well, I mean, I don't argue, but you won't get TE money to do Valentine.
Well, maybe we won't, but we'll have a project.
That'll be a city government.
Why Valentine? What triggered
it? Valentine's a commuter street from like South State over to Kalapuya.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically, have you been on Valentine?
Uh-huh.
By Driftwood Market.
Yeah.
It's as bad as Comstock was. It just happened to be a shorter street.
Okay.
But there's a lot of traffic on those streets crossing over.
Yeah.
So I'm going to think that would be a small project you could use if something else fell through.
That's right.
Address that.
Also, I'd like to see something put into the maintenance reserves this year. We did put anything in last year. But Ron, before he left, had a spreadsheet of how much that we were supposed to be putting aside every year. And we haven't done that yet. We just need to do it. It's not that much money.
I still have that chart on my desk.
Okay. It's not that much money, but we need. But if we don't do it in 10 years, when something breaks, it'll be a lot of money.
Jerry, are we still on ODOT's list for they were going to do some designing in 2016 to make it 5 lanes on the west side?
Yes, we. Yes.
So are they going to come to Comstock when they do that, or is it
just the freeway?
It's going to the freeway west. I just think our heaviest congestion's right there between them. It seems like McDonald's, the Dutch Brothers. I'm surprised we don't have an accident there every day.
Let me talk to ODOT about that. Vicki, do you remember when we talked to him? It was just from the freeway or was it from the visitor center?
What they're looking at for this next...
The 2008?
I'm not 100% sure. I almost think we talked about a light at Comstock.
Right, I remember that.
And that was an ODOT thing.
Yeah. Let me find out, just for the new council members here, I received a call about a year ago from, I can't remember his name. I always forget his name. Chris Mike Smith. From ODOT. He was a Roseburg counselor or something. Mike Baker.
Oh.
And they had, ODOT, from the Oregon Transportation Commission, received a request of projects that the federal legislature, as dependable as they are, had asked for projects that could be funded above and beyond the TE monies that we're talking about right now. And they wanted us to identify a project for them to include, and that's the Central Out to Church Road project.
Federal?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, according to him,
because
he's talked to my dad. My dad was directing to you guys to say, because, he says there's a lot of money that doesn't get used. I don't know what grants and different things, but, that Sullen would really qualify for. My dad's like, here's the number, so it was, so he said, there's quite a bit. That must be the federal and different stuff he's talking about.
But the problem with that, Todd, is if you remember the guy with the trail said, when you do something with the federal government, it's going to cost you 4 or 5 times more than if you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still our money.
Yeah. Yeah, but like you said, but there's tons of different, I said different things. He said they're not getting used, so.
Well, maybe they can give us all a tax refund.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck on that.
That's for thinking.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they could pay down the debt a little of it, not just a smidgen.
The money's been appropriated at federal level for specific purposes, and if we don't take it, they'll just give it to somebody else.
Yeah, somebody else will.
They're not going to give it back.
Except
in that way.
But the thing is, look at the trail and how we got messed over with that trail. I mean, that was getting involved with the federal government. I don't even want to talk about a federal grant.
Yeah. Well, they might not be all federal, are they? Through Mike,
it's
all
federal.
There's everything.
That project I'm talking about, this urban growth swap is just going to be the start. When you stop looking at developing your city, and that's what we've done, we're not developing our city, we're fixing stuff. But if that urban growth swap goes in, then there can be more tax revenue over there for other houses that would be built or commercial buildings that would be brought onto that property. then in 2016 is when they were just studying it. They were going to actually do the work in like 2022. But then there's a need for highway enhancements, so they might put a lot more of the bill than us to do it all. But that side over there is where really our growth is, you know, to catch those people off the freeway. And, you know, people, we're not going to get businesses and stuff. We're going to be a bedroom community. You know, I mean, they're going to go to Roseburg. So the faster they can get on the freeway and go there or to Eugene or wherever, you know, I mean, it'd be nice to have businesses over there, but I just see a lot more housing than businesses. So by Fort McKay and that area in there, by widening that road, turning lane, that would actually be a good boost for our area over there.
So what kind of people are you looking at? Are you looking at retired people that are going to be moving here?
It'd be another deal like that. One subdivision would be a deal just like Avery. It's just going to go right across the road where the tree farm is, and you're going to have more housing in there. You know, just exactly what's across the road there around Ford's Farm. So those type of houses are what's selling. And, you know, I mean, it's not high-end housing or low-income housing. Those are good tax revenue houses over there.
Mr. Mayor, I want to make sure that we don't miss Frank's point. And first of all, I really don't see next council meeting having this much in-depth detail ready, but the next sure. council meeting we should.
Yeah, we're going to focus on the fire next
so, one. But I also want to make sure that we don't lose Frank's salient point, and that is
that they don't lose it.
If we're going to do North Comstock, and we can have that put in
sure, and I think that's appropriate time. Yeah, you could address
that. We make sure that the city makes sure. Oh my gosh, I just went brain dead. Pam, right? Pam Cameron. Sorry, I was talking to Pam Cameron. I'm sorry, I completely forgot. I was telling her earlier how Vicki and I had developed a menu list of engineers now that we can hire on call with just an email. And we didn't have that when Comstock. We had a retired public works director looking at it, doing the best they could. We now have an engineer who can come out on site and maybe be a bit more proactive. And Aaron's been through it now in the South, and he's got the experience. The point I'm making, I want to make sure that when we do our concept of operations, we specifically make that a point of consideration in the report. And secondly, if you could give us till the next council meeting, because there's a lot of work here.
That's fine with me.
The point I was trying to make is if you're comprehensive plan says the driveway should be 16 feet. The engineer is going to go out and say 16 feet.
Mm-hmm. We shouldn't have any driveways 16 feet. Every driveway should be 24 feet.
That was just an example.
I'm just throwing out a number because I don't know what the numbers are. But the point I'm trying to make is if it's in your plan, whether there's a house sitting there crooked, down in a hole, or anything else, that doesn't matter. Your plan says your driveway is X number of feet wide, and that's what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff we need to get away from.
And we'll work on it. I know some of the criteria for using the money is you can't use those monies to do anything except follow the city's code. And so some of the flexibility is taken out of them as well. But where there is flexibility, I think Aaron had both the relationship and the experience now to do that.
What I'm confused on that is, did the county put out any flyers that says we're doing this project?
We did.
Because we had way more input on Padotti's to where he's got an extra entrance into his restaurant that, you know, I mean, we went back and forth on that. So why wasn't Comstock down there brought up to where Triple R comes in and says, hey, I've got a business back here with trucks, you know, we need a wider entrance. You know, I mean, some of it is the people that live there need to be notified to make those decisions to come to tell their side of it.
So well, Comstock Spur was ours, so we had full 100% say on it. And so
it
that helped.
Huh? It was ODOT's, wasn't
it? But it was our project.
It was our project.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, there was the one day, I guess I hesitated to say it, but we got a call from the the flower shop today. Do you remember the day?
Oh, yes.
They were doing some, it was a crosswalk right through her driveway, and she just, we went right out on the scene, and I just walked right out in the middle of the project.
We stopped it,
ended it, go home. Well, who are you? Well,
it was.
Make me tell you who I am, or you won't come back at all. I mean, the only time I was ever really autocratic, I think, in my relationship with them. But we had the authority to do that, and we did that.
That sound like plan, guys?
Sure.
I have a couple others. Can we look at something to get some toddler equipment or a place for toddlers? The only place that people, if you want young people to move into town, the only place they have is Central Park, and the playground is bordered by two streets. You have a two-year-old, you have a mom sitting there with her two-year-old, talking to the mom with the three-year-old, and you've got kids, you know, the moms can't relax, the kids can't relax because you've got kids darkening the street.
Kind of like a dog park.
Yeah. Why just fence it all in.
Well, it tells me not a piece of our equipment last week. Everything, so he knows clearly.
What's that?
No, I'm just telling her your story, and
I didn't
yes,
know that.
That's number 7 on the list. We can do that.
Number 7?
Mm-hmm. Have we come to consensus on the first 4?
That's why I keep on. Are we okay? I keep trying to get there.
I'm okay with the four.
I mean, kind of go down. Should we make? You know, Wes is okay. Was Wayne, four, Frank?
I'd take Central off.
Okay. Tom.
Yeah, I'm not relying on Central.
I personally just want to tell you, it is an absolute unsurmount disastrous mistake to take Central off and turn down $5 to $10 million.
I just need a lot more information myself.
I'm just saying, at this stage, I don't
is going
think
to be as opposed to $6 or $7 million, because I don't think that's enough.
If it's going to be anything to do with the federal government, it will.
It's state.
Just our part, you can multiply by 10.
Yeah.
Whatever they tell you, our part.
I just think at this stage it's too early.
The last time we talked about this, it was supposed to be checking to see how the depth of the rock or the depth of the street or something, how well it was built because of the log trucks that run on it. Mm-hmm. So we have an idea what we're even dealing with. And we haven't reached. I mean, you're looking. I see that point of it. You're looking at a year out from.
So maybe at that workshop we could have
a
list.
It is a year out.
Yeah.
You're looking a year out before you make a decision.
Well, I mean, the grant's not due till August. Next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I just think it's too early to say no till we've gotten down a path. I mean, ODOT's going to scope it for us and be part of it.
I think you have a majority of consensus anyhow. You have four.
Yeah, I know. I'm urging you not to say no yet. Let other, the whole flag project hinges on this. I mean, there's so many potential positives that can come from this project.
I'm willing to listen to you and come back with information. Like
that's
I said,
all. I'm
I think
just, I'm lobbying you.
They have valid points.
We just want a more realistic dollar figure,
right?
Because I don't think
very, very more realistic.
Because I don't think you're allowing enough.
And what happens? Like if Frank said, you know, so you're part within, you run out of money.
Right.
I mean, then what happens?
You can't run out of money on Central. You
exactly.
Can't just
that's just it. You have to. And so it's very valid. I mean, they got valid points. I just agree to come back.
I agree they're valid points. I just think it's too early to say no based on the valid points.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't heard the valid points yet.
We haven't responded to them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why can you say
so? We're good. There's.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Detour truck ride.
So
I sweated that one a little bit.
I have just one more thing. It's not a want. It's a. It seems like we have an awful lot of people that we hire from out of town, our attorney, all these people from the Portland area. Doesn't that cost us an arm and a leg in travel? I mean, that we could put that money in Central. Mm-hmm. We could. Could we look for people that are more local?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we're working that angle. We have been for quite some time. Sorry, never mind. I can't say it on the public record.
So you said you had seven things. We've had consensus on four.
Valentine, set money aside for maintenance, and toddler playground equipment.
I'm okay with all three of those too. If we wanted to focus and get more information on those,
we can. And we will.
You good? Forrest, good with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. Bring it back in. Bring back to the main
Okay.
Anything else or?
Next council meeting be a workshop on fire.
Fire.
And we're going to go into executive session at 6:30 with you on fire. So it'll be in the conference room.
And have a meeting.
And then
and
a meeting
on fire. Fire.
Beware, you say?
The conference
Beware
room.
Of fire.
At 6:30.
We'll have Ashley on the speakerphone.
Good.
8:30.